This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Melinda Skelton. And the new year is here. And it is January the 12th, so your New Year's resolutions are starting to maybe wane a little bit. Did you know that 8% of you are the only ones that keep your New Year's resolutions? Only 8% of you?
I think that's high.
I think it is, too. That's the voice of Hal Runkle. He's in the studio with me. He is the author of Scream-Free Parenting and a Life Coach. And Hal, you're always widely popular every time you're in the studio with me. I got an email today about a show that we did last year together.
Cool.
A year ago. So you're in high demand here on Atlanta Living. So today's show is how to keep your New Year's resolutions.
All right.
And we make them, whether you declare it publicly or not, everyone in the back of your head says, this year I want to...
Sure.
Lose weight. I want to be more productive.
Well, there's a great momentum with the newness of the new year that I think we should actually take advantage of, because everybody's feeling that sense of, all right, let's do a
renewal.
Redo. Yes.
It's kind of a renewal.
Right.
So if you have New Year's resolutions that you've made publicly or you've declared inside your little head and you want to really hold to those, and you need a little help how to do that, we're here for you today. I mean, if you're serious about it, I've got a few that I'm going to pass to Hal that I'd like to really hold to those.
We will create a plan.
We'll create a plan for you. Call us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I mean, look, it's so gloomy outside. It's we're going to have scattered showers today, ice in the far north. We want you to keep it right here on WSB and the WSB radio app to find out what's going to change with the weather tonight and tomorrow with the WSB Storm Center. So it's a good day to focus on yourself.
Absolutely. Might as well listen to us.
So Hal, my New Year's resolution is to stop being so procrastinating.
Okay.
So I don't know the past tense of procrastinating.
You just don't want to procrastinate.
I don't want to procrastinate.
You want to procrastinate less.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Okay.
We have to change our passwords here at work on the computer, say, every 3 months.
All right.
But it gives you a week's notice. You have...
Sure.
You have 8 days.
A window of time.
Yes, you have 8 days to change your password. I say, not now.
Right.
I could change it that day.
Sure, it won't take much time at all.
No, it takes 2 seconds.
Right.
And then the next day I get another email and it says, you have 7 days to change your password. I go, not now. And I keep doing that until it says, this is your last day to change your password.
Right. There is a principle out there. I just forgot
like
what it is.
It's like I have power over this and I don't have to do this now.
Uh-huh.
I can wait.
There's a principle that says whatever amount of time is allotted to get a task done is the amount of time it will take. So if we give you 8 days, guess what? Even if it's a job that takes 10 seconds, it's going to take you 8 days. That's the general principle. And then, because the reality is, you're describing most of us. My daughter and my wife are part of the 0.4% that aren't like this, right? They're both, I've got a job that has to get done in a month. I'll do this part today. Like, it doesn't
Who
even,
does that?
It's amazing watching both of them. They're phenomenal at it. Me and my son, I think, is a little more like me that,
do it at the last minute. They operate, and people say they operate better under stress.
That's a lie, but the reality is they operate better with a deadline.
Okay.
With a clear deadline. And I know this as a writer that, you know, writing is probably the best thing that I do. I do an email every day. It goes out to lots of people.
It's a great email, by the way.
Thank
How do people
much.
Sign up for that?
Go to my website, halrunkle.com, HALRUNKEL.com. It's called The Daily Pause. But I've only written 3 books in 15 years. No, 14 years. Which people say, you've written 3 books. But for somebody that this is the very best thing I do, I have great success when I do it.
Right.
Why don't I do it more? Because writing is freaking incredibly hard. and I will avoid it. And I will set aside time and I will avoid it. And it's, and if whatever amount of time I set to do it, that I will take up that much whole time. So the only way that I get forward is if I create deadlines for myself and make them public. And so that's one of the things. And I want to talk about some general things we've learned. There's been a lot of research done over the last 15 years mm-hmm. on habit formation and transformation. A lot of great stuff out there now, but we're learning through the science what works and what doesn't. And there are little hacks that we can do.
I'm all about a good hack.
Yes, there are little hacks, right? And one of the things is learning to give yourself public deadlines.
Okay.
You will not, if you're going to say, well, I'm going to, you know, shrink two sizes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So who have you told, right?
Oh, that you have to be accountable to.
Uh-huh. And what's the time frame that you're going to do it in? What is the plan that you're going to do? And is there a partner that you're going to work with? And then there's other things like what are the habits that's going to take to get there? There's a thing called habit stacking. We can talk about that in a second, but you associate things you already do. So I already get a cup of coffee in the morning, right? Can I do something where I can't get my cup of coffee until I've done 5 minutes of walking up them down the stairs, right? So I know I'm already going to do the coffee. Can I just attach this? I'm just going to walk up the stairs 5 times. That's it. Is that better than nothing? Absolutely. Is that going to lose 2 sizes? Not right away, but doing anything towards this goal is better
than nothing.
Anything. And actually, this is the reality of it. There's a great book that just came out called Atomic Habits. And it's by a writer I really like named James Clear, who's basically devoted his life to figuring out habit formulation. And his deal is that kind of the 1% rule. Just get 1% better. Don't get 100% better. Get 1% better. So you talked about how, it takes 8 days. So when is the next period of change coming for you? Password change.
It's probably two months down the road.
2 months down the road. Okay. All right. So you're only allowed to get to take 7 days this time.
Okay.
You're not going to, don't say, I'm going to do it on the first time, right?
Because I probably won't.
And you're setting yourself up for, right? No, just say, you know what? I did it I took 8 days. I'll take 7 days this time. Would that be an improvement? Yes.
Yes.
The reality is it's a hack in your brain because once you've set out that I'm going to do it in 7 days, you may actually do it the first day.
Okay, because I know that I'm going to do it sooner anyway.
And you've just begun to trick your brain that way.
Okay.
So there's lots of little things that you can do, but you said the perfect question right in your intro. You said to potential callers, if you're serious, call in. I don't know if you heard yourself say that, but that's what you said.
And you know what?
We don't have anything.
Oh, here's one coming in.
There you go. But you have to be serious. It can't be a wishbone. You know, it's that whole Mark Twain thing where that guy's got a wishbone where his backbone should be. It can't just be a wish. You got to actually take it seriously. And what am I going to do to actually accomplish this?
So if you want your new year to be better in any area of your life,
any area. Improvement is absolutely possible in any area in your life. If you begin it by saying, I'm going to take it seriously.
So give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we have a caller that wants you to repeat those books again.
Okay. All right. So one of the books is by James Clear. And his book is called Atomic Habits. The classic in the field now is by a guy named Charles Duhigg, and it's called The Power of Habit. And it is a classic based on decades
of research.
Oh, those
Duhiggs, right? Great books.
There you go, Duhigg. So The Power of Habit is fantastic as well. And then there's another one called The Willpower Instinct, I think, that I like, and that's written by a woman, a psychologist, that she's pretty cool. So there's a number of things that we're learning. One is willpower fatigue is an actual thing, that waiting to the end of the day, for instance, to suddenly make a change you've always wanted to make.
Like working out.
Yeah. Can be difficult if you've had to use a lot of your willpower throughout the whole day up to that point, because it is like a muscle that gets tired. It's also why one of the reasons why setting out to make a lot of goals all at changes all at once is a dumb idea.
You know, I have a neighbor that said that she was going to start working out and doing it a little bit at a time. And so she did one burpee every day.
Yeah.
And so she did one burpee the first day, two burpees the second day, three burpees the third day, fourth, until she got up to 100.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And so that's how it happens. That's how it works.
One a day.
Right. The best workout, the best shape I've ever been was I did a workout plan called 5x5x5. And it's these five exercises that you do three times a week. And you just do five sets of five. And you start with the bar. No weight. Because you
now gotta, we're talking.
Yeah. To just, you got to get your form perfect. Got to get it perfect, right? For squats and, mm-hmm. and bench press and deadlift. And you add 5 pounds each time you do that exercise again. So it's first time is the bar. Second time, it's just 5 pounds. So you put a 2.5 and a 2.5 plate on there, and then you do it. And it's remarkably easy at the beginning. But in 3 months, you were doing more weight than you ever have. But you got to start with the discipline of, because that's not what we do. What we go do is...
Since Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. And welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're talking about your New Year's resolutions and how most of us... really, most of us do not keep them, and they're already by the wayside. Only 8% of us are keep them, or less.
When I was a therapist and I had a practice here in Atlanta, we always counted on like the third week in January as the big uptick in new clients.
Oh, really?
Because it took about 3 weeks for your resolutions to fail. And
then you're back in.
Yeah, and your credit card bills to come in from the holidays. And so then you're like, okay, I need to make some changes. And that brings up something good. We were talking about earlier what it looks like to start a new habit. And that's so much of what we're doing now with working out, right? Don't want to change. But stopping a bad habit is a bit of a different process.
You know, and some people, that could be their resolution. Absolutely. Is to stop a bad habit.
Sure. And you were talking about procrastination, something you'd like to do less of.
Yes.
And that's one distinction. Don't think about breaking bad habits. I'm never going to do this behavior ever again. Let's think about transforming these habits.
Okay.
Slower than you would like. But the only way to do it is slow.
Okay.
It doesn't happen overnight. And here's the thing. If it has to happen overnight, you've got a raging heroin addiction, then you check yourself in and you get it done, right? You do it right with professional help. But if you are, you know what, I want to be less late, for instance, you know, I want to stop screaming at my kids or something. Just recognize, even though you really want to change this now, it's not going to change right now. It can change, though. You just have to give yourself patience. So... first of all, is can you see yourself as someone who is not a procrastinator?
Yes.
And that's your goal. You want to look in the mirror and know that, you know what, I don't procrastinate all the time.
Because there was a day that I was not a procrastinator.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to be on top of things like this.
Cool. Well, now when I do coaching, I lead people through a 91-day process with one goal. And the goal always starts off to see myself as... because unless you can begin to identify this new habit or this old habit that's no longer there as actually a part of my identity, like, hey, I'm Hal, I've got hazel eyes, I've got Brent, well, let's say gray hair, right?
And salt pepper.
Right, salt pepper. And I am punctual.
Okay.
I have to see this is who I am.
Visualize.
Now. Right. And recognize it's how long would I have to not be late before I could call myself punctual? So how many times would you have to not procrastinate before you realize, you know what, I really don't procrastinate.
I never thought about
that. It would take a while.
It would take a while.
It's not just one time.
No.
Right? So this is, I've got to have patience, but you are changing your identity. And it starts with, I'm going to do whatever it takes. So a year from now, for instance, I say, you know what, I used to procrastinate. All the time. But I don't add nearly as much anymore.
Okay.
That is possible if you give yourself patience, but it starts with this identity visualization.
And we can help you with that. Give us a call at
404-872-0750.
You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Gosh, unfortunately, sometimes the best part of the show is off the air.
Exactly. We just finished some fantastic radio, and it wasn't on air.
It wasn't on the air.
Well, there were some things you said that I don't think we could actually put on the air. Truth
really?
Be
true. Yeah.
Or maybe it was me. I don't know.
Both of us together is kind of trouble.
It is dangerous.
Okay, we're speaking with Hal Runkle with Scream Free Parenting, and he's a life coach. We're talking about how to keep your New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about how long it takes to make things a habit.
And you've heard some stuff out there, it takes 21 days
I've heard
or whatever.
You need to, like, if you're going to go to the gym, it takes like 15 to 18 visits for
and
it to be a
habit. And here's the reality. We're not machines that can be programmed and everybody falls into the same thing. You just do it 10 times and voila, your life is perfect.
And then I'm going.
No, it doesn't work that way. Does it take time? Yes. What you have to do is make it part of who you are. We talked about identity transformation. Mm-hmm. Is the first step towards habit formation. You got to begin to visualize who you are. I see myself as somebody who used to procrastinate, right? That's what your vision is. I see myself as someone who used to, but now I've got proof that I don't all the time anymore. But I told you off air about a guy that he signed up for the gym and then he just went and sat in the parking lot of the gym 3 days a week for a month.
It's
an amazing story. He didn't get out of the car, but he just made it. He went, he sat in the parking lot. The next month, he went in and he exercised for 5 minutes and then left. But what he had to do was get the going to the gym part down.
He's making it a habit in his life.
Exactly. Not working out. That's not the habit. Going to the gym was the habit. And then... He just began to see, you know what, this is a regular part of my life, and then I can work out. And you're slowly beginning to introduce, because the reality is, well, there's this great story. It's one of my favorites. Arnold Schwarzenegger, height of his fame in the 80s, and this guy who's a big, pudgy guy that looks like all of us with, you know, goes up, meets him and says, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a big fan. How long did it take you to create this body of yours? And Arnold looks at him and says, how long did it take to create yours?
Oh, gosh.
Same exact process. The exact same time is what he said. Because you have been doing through your habits, you've been doing what it's taken to get you to look exactly like you look right now. So it's going to take a while for you to make
that transformation.
Yeah, I loved that story to recognize you're already in formulation of who you are. So,
right.
Who do you want to be?
If people want to hear how to keep their New Year's resolutions, we would love to hear from
them. Let's create a plan for you right now.
Okay, we can do it, and you can stick to it for the rest of the year. You have the expert in the studio to help you with that, Hal Runkle, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I'm curious, what was your New Year's resolution?
Well, I only do one at a time, and I do 4 changes a year.
You're seasonal.
Yes, one each quarter.
Okay.
And that's what the process I lead my clients through is a 91-day, 13-week process, and we're going to work on one change. And so I work on one per, and mine right now is I've signed up for this huge educational thing about to become a better thought leader. And it's this group out of Australia. They're amazing, and it's expensive, and I'm going there in February, and it's this huge curriculum thing. It's basically like an MBA for a thought leader's practice. So I've been speaking around the world for a long time.
I don't understand what you're going to do. You're a thought leader?
A thought leader is a speaker, an author, a mentor, a trainer, a facilitator, a coach, all the things that I've been doing in my career for like 20 years, but taking it to a next level. And everybody's got next level. You know, I was on Today Show as one of their experts for a long time, but I just haven't moved the needle in terms of the kind
of... Look, you're sitting on my show. You have moved the needle, Hal.
Exactly. You are right. You are right. Absolutely. I have arrived. I want to create some new, you know, and it's interesting because my kids are now launched. And so that, and you'll find this when you're an empty nester, that it's just... Oh, don't cry. It's a good thing.
I know it's supposed to be a good thing, but I don't want to be an empty nester.
Why not?
Because I want my babies under my arm forever.
Your babies, who are not babies anymore.
No.
Right. So you want pets.
I have a pet.
Yeah, exactly. But your babies aren't, they don't even exist anymore. Right?
Don't remind
me. Oh, my gosh. You know, teenagers don't grow up. They disappear. They're no longer there anymore. And they're adults.
You're depressing me.
No, it's a good thing. It's what the world needs is more adults. More than anything in the world, I think the world needs more adults. And that's the thought leadership I want to
do. Does your wife feel the same way?
Absolutely.
I mean, because mothers are different.
They can be. I will tell you this. We just had a month where we had a lot of time with each of our college kids. And when they left, it was welcomed by everyone involved.
How? That's a terrible thing to say.
It was welcomed by them. It was welcomed by us. It was like, think about what you're saying. You're saying, you know what? I should want them in my womb. Because everybody's tight and close and warm and connected. And so I should want that.
No, I love being around my kids. I hate it when they leave.
Yes. When they are adults and there's adults, too many adults in the room, you will feel it. And everybody will feel it. And you're like, you know what? It's time for them to leave. And they will say it.
Wow.
It's a great thing. So okay. I'm wanting to change. That's one of the things I want to change how we discuss parenting, for instance.
Okay.
But how we discuss what it looks like to launch new adults into the world, because we, in the age of social media, I think we're all getting younger and younger and more immature, and look at the leadership in the country, right? And so I want more adults. So I want to get better at writing, speaking, so that's mine for this quarter.
How are you doing it?
Well,
I've signed up
for this program, which is a highly accountable program to all these other people who are tremendously successful around the world. And I've got to submit stuff, and I've got to work every day and submit 101 of these things called pink sheets. And it's a lot of freaking work.
Okay. And so you are putting in the man hours.
Man hours, yes.
Okay.
Woman hours, whichever they are. Yes.
It hours.
It hours. We're putting in the... So that's what I'm concentrating on. But right now I've got several clients. So I've got a client who is going to go 91 days without alcohol. I've helped a lot of people do that. And sometimes it requires treatment, sometimes not. And let's see. And there's some really interesting stuff out there that's based on the research of neuroscience that can help addictions. I've got other people who they do want to lose a couple of dress sizes. I've got somebody who wants to earn $100,000 in additional revenue in her business. And
well, I like both of those. So let's talk about both of those.
Sure. Right. And it first begins with this kind of visualization process. How do I want to see myself in 3 months? How do I want to see when I look in the mirror? Because I'm the only one I cannot fool.
Right. Right.
And so when I look in the mirror, how confident do I want to actually be?
You know, I looked back. You know how Facebook will send you, are you on Facebook?
Yes. Okay. They'll send you memories. What you posted.
And I looked back, it showed me a something that I posted a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the place I was in a year ago and where I feel like I am now. And I am light years.
That's beautiful.
From that place.
It's beautiful. That's the feeling, I think, that we all love more than anything in the world is the idea that I actually have accomplished something.
Yes.
And there's no denying it, right?
And I could go back and see and feel where I was.
Of where you were.
From what I had written. And I was so proud of myself to see where I was.
Isn't that, that's just great. So a year from now, how do you want to feel? Right? What would you love to be better at a year from now? And that's a good place to start, you know? And don't think, hey, I'm going to be a bazillionaire. No, what do you want to feel better at in a year? Because it's an intoxicating feeling, right?
It really is. And we need to say that you don't always need to feel like you have to do this alone.
Oh, my gosh. You can't do it alone. You know, we talked earlier about making something public. But that's one of the best things that we've learned is don't broadcast it to everybody, but certainly make it public to somebody that by a certain date, you are going to do a certain thing. And there's even some fun you can play with it in that you attach some negative consequences.
Yes.
So I've got a buddy that has a large check from me written out to the Trump reelection campaign.
I'm starting to see your political views.
Yes, it doesn't matter if you agree with me or not. Just put the opposite in your book. But it's something I would not want to contribute to. But if I don't accomplish this certain thing, I have no control. He's going to send it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That makes you really think. So make it a cause that you hate, you know, something that you do not want to, that they've got money of yours and you get it if you accomplish it.
It must be something that you really...
Yeah, want to get better at.
Okay.
Right. It's something I really want to get better at. And so I attacked.
You didn't know your sex life suffered that much.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I just came out.
You just came
That's
out
my
of
Tourette's.
There. My wife used to say sometimes she thought she had church Tourette's because, like, in the middle of church when it's really quiet, she just wanted to yell out a cuss word. That's funny.
That's how I feel like in a bank sometimes.
Oh,
when
really?
It's really quiet in a bank.
Uh-huh.
I feel like saying something that I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way?
My wife apparently does, but no, usually I just say it.
Yeah. That could get you in trouble.
That's why I got kicked off today's show. That's another story.
Oh, we're going to have to hear that.
I don't think I've ever told you that story.
No, you haven't.
Right, but we'll have to do that one
in the break.
I don't want to get kicked off WSB as well.
No, let's don't do that.
Right, we'll do that in the break.
Okay.
So no one is calling in wanting to see? Seriously? We always get tons of callers.
We always get tons of calls. I guess everybody is happy where they are.
Uh-huh,
and
they don't want to make any changes.
They don't want to make any changes for the new year.
They don't want to make it public.
And they don't. Oh, see, if they don't make it public, then they're not accountable.
Yeah, exactly.
For where they are.
It absolutely takes accountability. It takes motivation. It takes incentive. It takes rewards. Also, you got to be aware of your triggers. Yes, there's lots of stuff. And like we said earlier, there's a couple of books I really like. And the newest one is called Atomic Habits. And he calls them atomic because they start really, really small. But they obviously have a huge effect, like an atomic bomb.
They blow up.
Yes, but you've got to start really small and just make little tiny improvements, 1% improvements. If I improved 1% a week for the rest of the year,
amazing. I had a loved one that held out something that I really wanted until I accomplished 3 tasks.
Yes.
And that worked fabulous for
that
me.
That would take amazing discipline on the part of this loved one.
It did. I was very surprised.
Because it was probably something that she or he wanted as well.
Yes, and I was very surprised, but it worked. It worked phenomenally.
It does.
Well, believe it or not,
incentive.
We're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, we have
Brenda. We have a caller.
We have a caller who's going to...
I hope it's not my mom. That's my mom's name.
Well, it could be.
When I used to have a show here years ago, my mom would call in.
Oh, how funny.
It wasn't funny. It was horrifying.
It was horrifying. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll come back with more of your New Year's resolutions and how to keep them. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Well, we shamed you into calling in about your New Year's resolutions in our last segment with Hal. So we have 3 minutes to go through and tell you how to change your life.
Your whole life.
Your whole life.
Rapid fire. Let's do it.
It's going to be rapid fire. Okay, yes. Here we go. JJ, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Oh, good. Thank you, Belinda. I appreciate it.
Okay, real quick, what's your question?
I'm finding it too easy to slip back to comfortable activities rather than working on more positive things. I want to try to supplant immediate gratification with, you know, more productive habits.
So here's your one sentence, all right?
Uh-huh.
That most people choose unhappy over uncomfortable.
Okay.
Wait a minute, say that.
You choose unhappy. You're willing to be unhappy rather than risking being uncomfortable. He said he finds it easy to go back into comfortable habits. We all do. But what is that misery that you're actually choosing? You're choosing to avoid discomfort of doing something new. And that's because you would rather be familiar and unhappy.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I don't feel like I'd rather, but I mean, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's a great way to do it. I didn't feel like I would choose that, right? But yet we all do. So pick one uncomfortable thing that you know would make your life better and man up and do it.
All right. That's your one sentence for changing your life, JJ.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm going to say human up. I don't like the man up phrase.
Okay, human up.
Yes.
That's
human up.
So PC.
Yes.
Okay, Midge in Atlanta, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine, Belinda. How are you?
Good. How are we going to change your life?
Well, my question is, are you ever too old to start not procrastinating?
Here's my response. I get asked that all the time. Is it ever too late? Not as long as you're asking, is it too late? So as long as you are asking that, then absolutely not. But the longer you've done something, the more difficult it can be to begin to undo something or change something. But the reality is you're still just a choice away from not procrastinating. So what's one thing today that you've been putting off that you know if you do it, you'll feel better? Just pick one thing. Don't pick everything. Pick one thing.
Right, okay.
And start that way. So one thing today.
One thing at a time.
One thing. Just pick one thing.
One thing.
You got this.
Okay. All right, Mitch. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Linda.
Yes, ma'am. Hal, thank you so much. Where can we find you?
Thank you. HalRunkle.com. Everything is right there.
HalRunkle.com. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to keep your money safe and sound and help you make more of it and keep you financially solvent in the new year. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.